for questions.
Coach Sonny Dykes.
Wow, that was a crazy, hard-fought, tough football game. First of all, I think you got to give Coach Lund and his staff credit. You know, they did a really good job coming in with a good game plan. You know, we were going to have to take away the run coming in and make them throw the ball, and they did a really good job of scripting some plays they could be successful with, and I thought their Rocco played really well early. I think he started out 8 of 9, and shredded is pretty good. And again, I think that a lot of that has to do with their game planning, and I thought they came out with an excellent game plan and really did a good job of giving him some throws to be successful on early in the ball game. It was we knew coming in it was going to be a physical football game. I mean, Virginia is a big, tough, physical football team. You know, we had some injuries early. Justin Ellis, one of our better D tackles, went down early, and Solomon Randall, our middle linebacker, went down early. And you know, we've had two pretty significant injuries at linebacker in the last 2 weeks. And I was really proud of Chip Hester. I thought he stepped up and really played well, and really did a heck of a job, filling in at that middle linebacker spot. It was a crazy game. I mean, just, saw everything that could possibly happen. Never seen a kickoff return run down to the 1 yard line, and then the team didn't score. Again, you got to credit Virginia coming in and getting a big goal line stand there. The way the game ended, I hated the way it ended. You hate for two hard-fought, two teams to fight as hard as they did, and kind of have it ended that way. But it's good to get a win. This is Virginia's a good football team, and I think they really played well tonight. And this is a good win for our program.
When you say you hated the way it ended, was there some animosity out there?
No, nothing like that. No, Coach London and his staff were great after the game, and their players were great, and just. The way the last couple of the things went, the substitution infraction, you just kind of hate for that to happen, and you hate it. You just kind of don't like to see a game end that way.
Was that? It almost seemed like you kind of outfoxed them there, but it doesn't. Are you saying that wasn't by design? Or
no, what we were trying to do was, we went into a big set and we tried to draw them off sides, and then, we had 3 timeouts left, so we thought we would. We thought we might get into an open set, try to draw them off sides again. And I think that, they had to put their punt team on there, and I can understand why. I mean, I think they assumed that we were going to punt the ball. And at that point, I didn't feel real comfortable with us being able to stop them. And so, we were in ongoing discussions about whether or not we were going to punt it or go for it. And we were able to catch them. And that's kind of what we were hoping to do, is show them a different set, maybe catch them that way, or try to draw them off sides, entice them to jump off sides.
So you were never going to punt the
ball? Well, we were having ongoing discussions. I don't think we were. I think I had pretty much made my mind up we were going to go for it.
So you intended to kind of deceive in one way with try to draw them off sides, but
yeah,
it just worked out differently for you.
Exactly. Yeah, we weren't trying to. We didn't have our punt team together or anything. I mean, we just had our offense right there, and there was kind of a commingling, but we weren't trying to pull a fast one or anything.
Did you notice when you sent them back out?
There
were 2 timeouts in a row. They took one, and then you guys took one.
Yeah.
Did you notice that there was a kick return?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah, we were trying to actually, once we saw there was a kick return back there, we were trying to get the ball snapped and catch them in a substitution infraction.
625 to 385 in total offense. I guess that shows with turnovers.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think that's, I've been on the other end of those before too, and I think that's, they're tough because, Virginia probably outplayed us today. I think the difference was we did a better job taking care of the football and created some turnovers, obviously scored on some turnovers. The thing I'm really proud of our players for is I think we weathered that storm. I mean, it looked like they were going to kick us pretty good there in the first half, and I thought we weathered the storm well and made some plays to kind of even it up a little bit at halftime. And we felt like we, as bad as we had played, to only be down at 4 at halftime was, we were pretty fortunate.
26 penalties in the game.
Yeah, it was a sloppy football game. Yeah, I don't. you know, I wasn't real fired up about.
What's the mindset of your team? I mean, what's the big? Do you sell them on the idea that they're, you know, 250 miles away from New Orleans and 160 from Baton Rouge and kind of in the middle of nowhere, nobody knows who you are, and you just keep going to these places and winning these games?
Yeah, you know, I think honestly, and it's the biggest cliche in the world, but we just, you know, we like going places and playing and just trying to win. And we really don't worry about who we're playing against or where we're going as much as we are, you know, see it as a challenge to go on the road and play against good football teams and try to figure out a way to win. And, you know, and like I said, we won incredibly ugly tonight, but, you know, sometimes I'd rather win ugly than lose pretty, and I've lost pretty many times in my career, so we'll take it.
Are they impressed with themselves? I mean, you know, the thing Patrick left out of that is that those are both BCS conference schools where you've gone in and scored 31 points in a row.
Yeah, I think we've got some confidence. You know, I think we have played with confidence up to this point, and I think really honestly, I think that's. We told the team after the game that we probably won this game because we believed we would. And, you know, and the guys, I think that's the hardest thing for schools like Louisiana Tech to do is to get confidence. And that's why I think you see a lot of them put up a fight against, you know, BCS teams but not find a way to win. And I've been proud of our guys for believing that they were going to win and believing they deserved to win and working hard enough to believe that. You know, and I think that confidence is what makes a difference.
Is that a big selling point too, though, the whole idea that you're not the team everyone thinks of from Louisiana? And I guess you're not.
I
think you're going to be number two.
Yeah, yeah.
By Monroe having that win at Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, it's motivating. The thing about it is, honestly, our guys, you know. They're motivated to play. I mean, they enjoy playing. You know, the guys care about each other. We have a really good chemistry on our football team. I enjoy coaching them. And, you know, and I think that's the thing. They play hard for each other. And I think that's they don't want to let each other down. And I think that's, you know, they work hard. And I think that's the most motivating thing. It's just the amount of hard work they put in and the camaraderie and respect that they share amongst each other.
I know your SID will push hard for you guys to make the top 25 this week. Would that matter to you?
You know, I think it's good for our program. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, we're going to have to play better, obviously, you know, on both sides of the ball. I wasn't happy with the way we played on offense or defense today. And we made a couple of plays in the kicking game, but we've got to be better. We've got to not play as sloppy, not play as frantic. We had too many penalties. Had a lot of missed opportunities. You know, we're down on the 20-yard line getting ready to score and go up, you know, put the game away for all intents and purposes. And we have a holding penalty, then we have an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, then we have a false start penalty. I mean, we just were our own worst enemy at times tonight. And so, and same thing, we got a first and goal at the one. We got to figure out a way to get the ball in the end zone. And typically when you do those things, you don't win. And so we were fortunate to find a way to win against a very good football team on the road.
What is it about you guys on the road? You obviously seem to thrive there.
Yeah, we just kind of built it. It used to be a huge negative. I mean, I think Louisiana Tech was a bad road team for years. And when we got the job here, that was the first thing we said. We got to figure out ways to win games on the road. And so we kind of took that approach of, you know, hey, we want to go play on the road. We're excited about it. And you know, guys started believing it. I mean, that's the thing. When you tell 18 to 22-year-old kids something over and over again and give them a reason to believe it, they believe it. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, our guys, I think they'd rather go play on the road than play at home in a lot of cases, especially when they get to come to a great place like Charlottesville, Virginia, and play a great team like Virginia.
What was the catalyst tonight, you think, for your team? You were down early, 14-3, 24-10, and then you ripped off six straight scores, 31 points.
You know, that's when we got the turnovers. I mean, I think the turnovers in that part were huge, and they gave us a lot of momentum and created some big plays for us. You know, that's kind of been the way we've played this year. I mean, if you look at us in the third quarter, we've been a very, very good third quarter football team and have tried to kind of hang on to our rear ends in the fourth quarter. You know, it's kind of what's happened to us against Houston. It happened to us a little bit against Rice. You know, and we haven't been a great fourth quarter team, but, you know, the good thing is we made some plays down the stretch today to allow us to win.
What's the play of Ray? running back. It seems that they're looking for.
Yeah, Ray Holly did a good job for us tonight. You know, we lost Tevin King, a really exciting player last week. And Ray has played that position before and had played a lot of inside receiver. He's a real versatile guy. He carries the ball well. He did some good things tonight. You can tell he was a little bit rusty at the running back spot. I mean, he made a couple of bad reads and some decisions that normally he doesn't make. But he, you know, he's a tough kid and he's going to be a good player for us. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you.
Good luck to you.